الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله مرحبا and اهلا وسهلا بكم to the viewers and listeners of Madani channel to another edition and episode of this program called The Early Echo. From wherever you have just joined us, we say marhaba and ahlan wa sahlan bikum to you. In today's program, inshallah azza wa jal, by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are going to be having a very beautiful program with different parts in our program, as they say, segments, alhamdulillah. So the first segment is always dedicated to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in which we discuss the blessings of reciting Durood and Salawat upon the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, we shall be listening to a Naati Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Today, we are discussing the blessed and beautiful name of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We are going to be learning about reciting Durood and sending salutations upon the most beloved, most exalted creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that those people who recite abundance of durood upon me on the Thursday or Friday night, the night before Friday, which is Thursday night and Friday, subhanallah, the blessings for such a person is beyond comprehension, dear viewers on this Madani channel. Alhamdulillah, according to one hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers countless mercies and blessings upon such a person, especially for those who recite on the Thursday and Thursday night, the night preceding to the Friday. Angels that descend with golden pens and silver papers write down the names of those people who have excessively and abundantly recited Durood and Salawat upon the cause and cream of creation, our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Try and conclude your durood-e-pak. In other words, try and complete the number of 313. For ulama and scholars have also mentioned with other numbers and other figures that those who try and complete this number, your name shall be amongst those personalities who have excessively and abundantly recited durood upon the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are numerous favors of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam upon his ummah. What not he has done for the betterment, for the shafa'at, and for our sins, he has cried. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made lots and lots of dua for this ummah, and as a responsibility, as he has come as mercy for us, this is the minimum that we could do besides following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is to love him and recite abundance of durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amir al Sunnat Damat Barakatuhu Al Aliya says so beautifully, Dur reh kar na dawa toot jaye kahi dur reh kar na dawa toot jaye kahi kaash taba mere maange mubi dafn ho Allah. شفيع صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله نعمتیں بانٹتا جس سمت وزیش آ گیا جس ناتی رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم had been composed by none other than امام الكلام مولانا شاہ امام احمد رضا خان رحمة الله تعالى عليه. Let us listen to this Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereafter we will continue with this program. Stay tuned to Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Mate baate taje sant wa jishane gaya قلم دان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا نعمت باٹتا آج لے ان کی آج لے مانیں گے قیامت میں اگر
رحمت کا قلم داں گیا، دل ہے وہ دل جو تیرے یاد سے معمور رہا، سر ہے وہ سر جو تیرے قدموں پہ قربان گیا۔ اللہ اکبر، اللہ اکبر، سبحان اللہ، what an amazing ناتی رسول صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم filled with love and devotion for the beloved of Allah سبحانہ وتعالی۔ سید اعلی حضرت رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ is definitely an amazing personality, subhanallah, who have composed such amazing and beautiful Naati Rasool sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And alhamdulillah, since we are back, our topic of discussion for today is of course the blessed and beautiful name of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. This is such a unique name, the name of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. My name, آپ کا نام، اوروں کا نام ہمارے خاندان والے رکھتے ہیں جب بچہ پیدا ہوتا ہے۔ When the عقیقہ is done, the name is given to the child. And so on and so forth. Sometimes as the child is born, the very first day the child is born, the name is set. پہلے سے سوچ رکھا ہے، لڑکی ہوگی تو یہ نام رکھیں گے، لڑکا ہوگا تو یہ نام رکھیں گے۔ اللہ اکبر۔ اور our beloved نبی صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم is that special personality whose blessed and beautiful name has been chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had named our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So, Ahmad and Muhammad, from amongst his other attributes and beautiful names which our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam possesses, these are two such great names that there is no name more greater than this in this world, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Subhanallah. And the meanings of these names too are really amazing. And this is what we are going to be talking about, inshallah, because there are hundreds of thousands of people. In my family, there are so many boys who keep the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Aur mujhe umeed hai ki aapke bhi khandan mein, aapke bhi family mein, aapke bhaiyon ka naam bhi Muhammad hoga. And that is to say, for the sake of barakah and blessings, they keep the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam due to the love and devotion for him. Nonetheless, respecting this name, showing reverence, showing utmost respect for the name, shows how much of respect and love you have for the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ones who make ism-e-tasghir, the ones who make nicknames of the word Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And funny types of name. For example, they would find a shortcut. Someone's name is Muhammad Imran, they will say Mau, astaghfirullah. This is also not allowed in Islam, to make a nickname or to shorten the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, leave alone in pronunciation, even in spelling. As some ulama ikram have mentioned, that the shortcut of sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they would say F-A-W, or for Muhammad just put a meme for an M. So the ulama ikram have actually even prohibited people from writing the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam incorrectly, leave alone pronunciation. But in our society, the name is also pronounced within a shortcut, and this becomes day after his recognition and short name and famous, whereas ulama have stopped, because this is that great name. Okay, leave alone finding a shortcut to pronounce the name. Our pious predecessors have shown so much of reverence, so much of concern for the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that they would not rebuke and shout at the one whose name is Muhammad. Leave alone beating or shouting the one whose name is Muhammad, they would not even call out that person's name without wudu. For example, the great wali of Islam, who does not know this great devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Hazrat Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, lover and ashik of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He had fought many battles for the prominence of Islam, to propagate the kalimatullah. Great devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His devotion can be understood from this beautiful and amazing parable, that once he called out for his slave's son. His slave's name was Ayaz and the son's name was Muhammad. So he said, "Oh, the son of Ayaz, get here. Oh, come here." So the father, when he heard this, being a slave, heard this, the tree. Bacha Salamat, the king had not called my son by his name Muhammad. He called him, "Oh, the son of Ayaz, maybe my son done something, or maybe I done something, and he's upset and angry, and therefore he did not wish to take the name of my son." So the slave approached the master, the king, and he said, "Huzur, Bacha Salamat, mujhse kya koi galti hui hai? Have I did anything wrong?" He says, "Why?" He says, "Because today I noticed that you said, 'Oh, the son of Ayaz.' Why didn't you take the name of my son? Has he done something wrong? Are you upset about something?" So he says, "No, Ayaz, no, that's not the matter. Actually, the thing is that every time, whenever I would usually call out for your son, I would be in the state of wudu. Your son's name is Muhammad, and right now I was not in the state of wudu, therefore I did not like to use and take the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Allah. Though Sharia does not prohibit a person from calling the name of Muhammad without wudu, there is nothing wrong if you do not have wudu and you say the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is nothing wrong. But this is the level of devotion for the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ek alag maqam hai. They would not even desire and wish to take the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam without wudu. So ab yahan se andaaza laga de, jab sarkar ke naam se ye pyar hai, phir sarkar ki zaat se kya mohabbat hogi. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. That is why the poet says so beautifully, aankhon ka tara naam e muhammad, dil ka ujala naam e muhammad. आंखों का तारा नाम है मोहम्मद, दिल का उजाला नाम है मोहम्मद. अल्लाहु अकबर रब्बुल उला ने, अल्लाहु अकबर रब्बुल उला ने, अल्लाहु अकबर रब्बुल उला ने, अल्लाहु हर शे पे लिखा, हर शे पे लिखा नामे मोहम्मद, हर शे पे लिखा नामे मोहम्मद. अल्लाहु अकबर. In one narration, In Tirmizi Sharif, it had been mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent revelation upon Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, or Isa. Inform your people that they should have devotion and love for my final messenger who I will send by the name of Muhammad. If ever any one of them finds his error and zamana, when they see him, they meet with him, then they should bring iman and faith upon him, because he is my most beloved and my final messenger which I will send. O Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, when I had created the arsh upon the water, it began to tremble, and then upon it I wrote La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, jiski barkat se, because of the name of Muhammad, the arsh, the zameen, the earth became steady. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. It is the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam which Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, as he opened his eyes, when Allah had created him, the first thing he saw on the arsh of Allah was the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. On every leaf of Jannat was written the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. On the foreheads of the male ghilman of paradise was the name of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Jannat ke darakhton pe, Jannat ke patton pe, Jannat ke darwazon pe, on the pillars of the arsh was the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the powerful name of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Jab musibat mein liya jata to phir bade se bade musibatein tal jati hain. If the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is taken with devotion and love, even during severe difficulties and calamities, it removes and waves off those calamities and problems. Why?
Allahu Akbar, Rabbul Ula. Har shay pe likha naam-e Muhammad hai, yun to kasrat se naam leke hai, yun to kasrat se naam leke hai, yun to kasrat se naam leke hai, yun to kasrat. सबसे है प्यारा नाम मोहम्मद है, सबसे प्यारा नाम मोहम्मद.
There are so many names in this world. Every father, every parent, or every guardian who names his child, his daughter, his family member, whoever you give name, सब ये ढूंढते हैं कोई अनोखा नाम मिले, ऐसा नाम मिले कि आज तक किसी ने सुना नहीं हो, ना किसी के पास फैमिली में हो, ना नेबरहुड में हो, पड़ोसियों के पास भी ऐसा नाम ना हो. Despite searching for most beautiful names, no name can be more beautiful than the name of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Therefore the poet says, hey you to kasrat se naam lekin, there are lots of name in the market, kasrat ke saath naam hai, lekin there is no name, there is no one's name which is more better and beautiful than the name of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. To mil ke padhte hain,
hey yo to kasrat se naam leke, hey yo to kasrat se naam leke, sabse hai pyara naam Muhammad hai, sabse pyara naam Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam Muhammad, aankhon ka tara Muhammad.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In sab se ye pata chalta hai, the more you love the name of Rasulullah, the more you respect his name, the more adab and reverence you show to the blessed name of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from this we understand how much that person loves the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because loving him is the condition of Islam. It is the demand of faith that you follow and you show obedience to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one verse Allah azza wa jal says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. If anyone claims to say he loves Allah, If anyone claims to say he loves Allah, then the way to find out whether he is very serious in his claim is to see whether he follows the sunnah, whether he follows the footsteps, whether he follows the commandments of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ Oh my Habib, you tell those people, you tell the people, if they claim to say they love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then they should follow you. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ And if they follow you, then Allah will love them as well. This is our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In another verse, Allah azza wa jal says,
لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُعَزِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ
In order that, O people, you may believe in Allah and His Messenger and honor and revere the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So honoring and showing reverence, as I mentioned, is a condition of Iman. The slightest disrespect in the shan of any Nabi, especially our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will lead a person out of the folds of Islam. It is never tolerated. The slightest disrespect in the shan and in the status of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or any other Nabi could lead and drive a person out of the folds of Islam. This is how serious this matter is when you show respect, adab. It is extremely essential. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali had stated, the most important thing is faith, because without faith, the reverence for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not acceptable. First is Iman. Iman hoga to muhabbat hogi. Iman hi nahi hai, phir muhabbat ka kya fayda? Allahu Akbar. Further on, reverence for Rasulullah is after faith, as without reverence, no salah, no zakat, no hajj, no worships are acceptable. So, Alhamdulillah, here we should understand in another verse, Allah Azza wa Jal says,
لَا تَجَعَلُوا دُعَاءَ الرَّسُولِ بَيْنَكُمْ كَدُعَاءِ بَعْضِكُمْ بَعْضًا
Another beautiful ayat of the Holy Quran Pak. Allah says, And do not presume among yourselves that the calling of the Holy Rasul is equal to the calling of one another. So as you all call each other, O Hashim, O Imran, O Salim, Ya Zaid, Ya Umar, dare anyone calls the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this manner. It is not allowed. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who is Imam al-Mufassirin, he says, at first the Sahaba and companions would call, Ya Muhammad, Ya Abul Qasim. But when this verse was revealed, that do not call the beloved of Allah as you call each another. Subhanallah, he says, then the Sahaba ikram began to say, Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would call with beautiful names. Ya Rahmatan lil Alameen, oh the most merciful Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Shafi' al Mudhribin, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala says, in your du'as, in your supplications as well, try and use these titles and appellations, try and use these beautiful names of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Ya Rahmatan lil Alameen, Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Shafi' al Mudhribin, Ya Sayyid al Mursaleen, call the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these titles as well. Subhanallah, and you shall see the blessings of this. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Imam. Ya Sayyid al-Mursaleen, the Imam of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Therefore the poet says, once again,
Nuhu Khalilu Musa Isa Nuhu Khalilu Musa Isa Sabka hai Aqa Sabka hai Aqa Muhammad sabka hai aqa naam-e Muhammad aankhon ka tara naam-e Muhammad dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad
and this couplet what he says
daulat jo chaho sare jahan ki अरे दौलत जो चाहो दोनों जहां की अरे कर लो वजीफा नामे मोहम्मद कर लो वजीफा नामे मोहम्मद दौलत जो चाहो दोनों जहां की दौलत जो चाहो وظیفہ نام محمد کر لو وظیفہ نام محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم.
If you want the wealth, if you desire the wealth of both the worlds, then make the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam your wazifa. Meaning, remember him, respect him, love him. Allahu Akbar. Both these worlds will belong to you. They will become obedient to you. Jo huzur ka ghulam ho jata hai, phir ye zamana uska ghulam ban jata hai. Then the poet says once again,
Pai murade dono jahan ki paaye murad hai dono jahan ki are jisne pukara naam e muhammad jisne pukara naam e muhammad dil ka ujala naam e muhammad aankhon ka tara naam e muhammad
sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Niyat farma li inshallah, when Allah will bless you with a son, you will keep his name Muhammad. Niyat farma le. Lekin ab sarkar ka naam jab de hi rahe hain, jab aapne niyat kar li hai ki humne sarkar hi ka naam dena hai, so you have to respect the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Respect karne ke liye ulama ye farmate hain ki aap sirf Muhammad naam na rakhein. Do not only keep your son's name only Muhammad, but together with that add another name, Muhammad Imran, Muhammad Zaid, Muhammad Tabriz, Muhammad Zakir, Muhammad Ali. MashaAllah, in this way here you will receive lots of muhabba and love. In this way you will show more respect to the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also Muhammad Nusrat, MashaAllah. So try and make this niyat inshaAllah brothers, and you will earn lots of reward in this world as well as in the hereafter. Remember, साथ ही साथ जब नाम रख रहे हों तो मोहम्मद का नाम पूरा कहें और कोई दूसरा नाम उसको शॉर्ट करें तो ये भी ना किया जाए. रिमेंबर हैविंग बैड निकनेम्स, फॉर एग्जांपल ओ फैटी, ओ सनी, ओ स्क्रॉली, एग्जांपल दीज आर सम नेम्स. अगर कोई बहुत दुबला है तो उसके लिए भी नाम रखा जाता है, कोई बहुत मोटा है तो उसके लिए भी नाम रखा जाता है. ऐसा नाम ना रखा जाए जिससे इंसान को बुरा फील हो, खराब फील हो, उसका दिल टूटे, दिल आजारी हो, ये ना करना चाहिए. द उलमा हैव स्टॉप्ड अस. इन फैक्ट इवन इफ यू आर नॉट कॉलिंग हिम इन अ बैड वे, बट द नेम डज नॉट हैव ए गुड मीनिंग. उस नाम का मतलब ही नहीं है. देयर इज नो गुड मीनिंग फॉर दैट नेम. एज पीपल ऑलवेज सर्च फॉर गुड नेम्स. आई सेड बिफोर एज वेल, दे वुड सर्च द इंटरनेट. ऐसा लड़की का नाम मिले, ऐसा लड़का का नाम मिले कि किसी ने रखा ही ना हो. जब मीनिंग पता चलता है उसका, माना क्या है, तो उसका कोई माना भी नहीं होता कभी, और माना होता भी है तो खराब माना होता है. ए पर्सन हियर इन साउथ अफ्रीका केप्ट हिज डॉटर्स नेम, और पता चला बाद में तावीजात डिपार्टमेंट से कि इसका बच्चा हमेशा बीमारी रहता था. तो सबसे पहला व्हेन दिस केस केम एट फर्स्ट, देन वी डिसाइडेड टू फर्स्ट लुक एट द मीनिंग ऑफ दैट नेम, क्योंकि हमने ये नाम ही पहले मरतबा सुना कि अजीब गरीब नाम है. व्हेन वी चेक एट द नेम, इट वॉज द नेम ऑफ ए ईवल स्पिरिट. शैतानियों की दुनिया में एक शैतान का नाम था वो. द आंसर दैट वी रिसीव्ड फ्रॉम द बुक्स, पूछा भाई माँ बाप से कि आपने ऐसा नाम क्यों रखा, तो वाली साहब कहते हैं कि बस अच्छा नाम लग रहा था. इट वॉज अ वेरी स्वीट नेम, वेरी राइमिंग रिदम, इट फील्स नाइस ऑन द टंग, इट्स अ अनयूजुअल नेम, नोबडी एवर सेड दिस नेम बिफोर. लेकिन अब क्योंकि उसका माना बुरा था, तो जब भी अपने बच्चे को बुलाती है तो वो शैतान को बुलाती है. अस्तग़फिरुल्लाह. तो keep good names. In a hadith, hadith mein kya aata hai, Allahu Akbar, Sayyiduna Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu farmate hain, Abu Dawood ki hadith bhi hai, keep good names because on the day of judgment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call for you with your name and your father's name. So the name that you become famous with, or the name that becomes your actual name, your maiden name, your actual name, so on the day of qiyamah you shall be called by your original name. And if you do not want to face any embarrassment on the day of judgment, then make sure your name has a good meaning in this world. Otherwise, you will be faced with humility and embarrassment on the day of judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us And grant us the ability and tawfiq to love the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for the sake of barakah, to keep this name. I have not yet spoken about the virtue and blessing. This was only some sort of motivation that I have been giving. Now let's go towards the actual hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in regards to keeping the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sabse pehli baat to ye hai ki Mawla Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had said in a narration, the one whose name is Muhammad, he deserves respect. Do not ill-treat him, and wherever he is, grant him place to sit. Grant him permission and give him space. Make the space for him. Because his name is Muhammad. He has the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. This is the amount of respect they would give to those people who have the name of Muhammad. And today, we do not even consider that for a moment. If someone's name is Muhammad, yes, so what? He must stand. I will sit. Why must I make space for him? Why he must come late? But when you think from the other side, that chale jo bhi ho gaya, iske naam, iske paas to meri sarkar ka naam hai. Hai, hai. He has the name of my Aqa, he has the name of my beloved master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want to do my best for him, simply because he possesses the same name. Our pious predecessors would do favors for others simply because of the name of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Though it was common then, and it's common today as well, but there is difference. Their love for Rasulullah was different in comparison to our love for the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their love together was with Sunnah, with following the teachings of Mustafa Jani Rahman, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today, our love is only the claim that is restricted to the tongues and to the lips, but free from practicality. Yes, this is the actual fact and reality. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith, Kanzul Ummal, whoever has a son and out of love and devotion for me to obtain blessings of my name, he names his child Muhammad, then both the father and the son will enter paradise. Allah subhanallah. He gave the name of Muhammad, meaning he gave my name to his son, to his child, because he wants to attain barakah and blessings of my name. The one who has this aqeedah and thought before giving the name to his son, the father and son both will enter Jannah. Subhanallah. Ya Batimuddin. In another beautiful narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, blessings will be showered till the day of judgment, in the morning and in the evening, upon the one who named his child after me with the hope of attaining blessings. So barakah and rahmah will shower twice, in the mornings and in the evenings, upon such a person who gives the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to his son, meaning the name of Muhammad, with this intention to attain reward and sawab. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah says, Allah's khas rahmah will descend upon such a person. In another narration, subhanallah, it has been mentioned, two persons will be brought to the court of Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of judgment. It will be commanded, take both of them to paradise. They will say, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman Rahimin, O our Creator, what good deed or what amal and action has made us deserving of Jannah and now not Jahannam? Since we have not committed any good deeds that we remember, it will be said to them, Allahu Akbar, I have taken an oath that the one whose name is Ahmad or Muhammad will not enter hell. Allah subhanallah. It will not, that person will not enter hell. Subhanallah. This is the love Allah shows to the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he has kept this name of Muhammad, the one who is praised day and night, the one whose praises do not stop. Subhanallah. So many different meanings. We'll come to the meaning now. Furthermore, another beautiful narration. It has been mentioned, Allah Azza wa Jal had said, I swear to my honor and majesty, I will not torment the one who is named after you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So the one who has the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shall be saved from torment and punishment as well. Allahu Akbar. And then the poet says so beautifully, Poochega Mala Gelaya Kya Kya Poochega Mala Gelaya Kya Kya Main Ye Kahunga Naam Muhammad Main Ye Kahunga Naam Muhammad Gham Ki Ghata غم کی گھٹائیں چھائی ہیں سر پر
کر دے اشارہ ہاں کر دے اشارہ نام محمد کر دے اشارہ نام محمد رنج و علم میں نام لیوا رنج و علم میں ہے نام لیوا رنج و علم میں ہے نام لیوا رنج و علم میں ہے نام لیوا کر دے اشارہ ہاں کر دے اشارہ نام محمد کر دے اشارہ نام محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم.
It is all about the aqeedah and love and devotion. Allahu Akbar, one person's leg was paining and he was told that hold that place where the leg is paining and tell the leg by the command of Muhammad, due to the blessings of the name of Muhammad, leave me, come out of me. Subhanallah, the person says, as I done, as to how I was instructed, I done, as to how I was told. And he says, by Allah Azza wa Jal, after commanding the pain to exhale my body, to leave me due to the blessings of Muhammad, I never ever suffered with any pain after that again. Sarkar ke naam ki barkat hai. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability and tawfiq to keep the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beautiful. Chale, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we shall break for a beautiful Madani Gulgasta. And thereafter, we shall be back. Please do not leave us. We have a few minutes before we come to the end of today's program. And inshallah, I will be back just after this Gulgasta. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah bless you in the world.
Dear viewers, we live in a world full of different creatures. There are human beings, there are animals, there are insects. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this world so beautifully and has placed in it different creatures. And it is our duty to be merciful to all of them. We shouldn't neglect the rights of animals, the rights of insects, the rights of other things as well, as we can be rewarded greatly for being merciful to them. Let me give you an example. The great Imam Ghazali, Hujjatul Islam, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Someone saw him in a dream after he had passed away and asked, مَا فَعَلَ اللَّهُ بِكَ? How did Allah deal with you? And he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave me. And why did he forgive me? Because once I was writing and an insect, a fly came and started to suck the ink. But I did not swat it away. I did not kill it. I let it carry on. And then it flew away itself. Because of being merciful to this insect, to this fly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted me forgiveness. So be merciful to one and all. Inshallah, you will be rewarded in great ways.
Welcome back, dear viewers and listeners of the Madani channel. Naming your children is very, very important. Actually, there's a book in Dawat Islam. If you go to the website of this beautiful organization, this beautiful movement of Quran and Sunnah, go to the website www.dawudislami.net and go to the web, the book section, the library section, and you would find many books in relation to keeping names of your children. Remember, the name that you suggest and you keep for your child will have a major role in the life of your child. Always remember this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala used to also give names, and he gave all his children and his nephews the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And out of devotion and love for Ala Hazrat, Amir al-Sunnat, Damat Barakatum al-Aliya, out of devotion and love, he will give the name of Raza. For example, Ubaid Raza, with nisbat and connection to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Rida Khan Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Likewise, when you give names of the Sahaba. Sahaba ikram, kitne bade bade پیارے پیارے صحابہ اکرام ہیں. سبحان اللہ, who have made history. صحابیات میں دیکھیں آپ اپنے بچیوں کا نام, صحابیوں صحابیات اور امہات المؤمنین کے نام کے بعد رکھیں. Look at the blessed and beloved names of ازواج مطہرات, the blessed wives of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. And inshallah you shall earn reward and ثواب. Don't keep names of stones and skies and grass and this and that and of different flowers. Yes, try and keep the name of the Sahaba Ikram and of the Awliya, the Salihin. Try. It's not haram and guna to keep names of other things, but for the sake of nisbat and connection, so that your child may have some type of nisbah and connection. And therefore, Amir al-Sunnat used to name other people when they would come and say, Huzur, mera bachcha paida hua, please give my son or my daughter a name. So Amir al-Sunnat will give the name of Rajab Raza, Ubaid Raza, with the name of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Allahu Akbar. And this is his love and devotion for Sayyidi Ala Hazrat.
Apne Raza ke qurban jao, apne Raza ke qurban jao.
Why?
Arre jisne sikhaya naam-e Muhammad, jisne sikhaya naam-e Muhammad.
Ye sara ka sara faizan Sayyidi Ala Hazrat ka hai. Allahu Akbar. He has taught us how to love the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made us drown in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through his poetry, through his literatures, through his amazing work that he has given Islam. It is his sadaqah that we are eating today, dear viewers. Therefore, out of love and devotion for Ala Hazrat, Amir Ahl Sunnat would name other children and his own children after the name of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Subhanallah.
Apne Raza ke qurban jao, apne Raza ke qurban jao, jisne sikhaya naam-e Muhammad, jisne sikhaya naam-e Muhammad, apne jameel razavi ke dil mein, aaja samaaja naam-e Muhammad, aaja samaaja naam-e Muhammad
sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The word Muhammad means the one who's praised in every manner, every time, in every era, the one who's praised day and night, the one whose praises does not stop. Allahu Akbar. This is the name of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have come to the end of today's program. Recite abundance of durood and salawat. Until then, stay good, be good, do good, and remember, wherever you are, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with